Welcome back to Sunday on Fox News. A nation mourns the tragedy at Boise. While details of what actually happened remain sketchy at best, we have now received word that the families of all the victims have been notified of their injuries or deaths, and the victims' names are now being released. We do not yet know much about those who were killed or injured, but we will be bringing you that information as soon as it is available. The list of those confirmed dead after the shootings: 19-year-old Allison Danter of Twin Falls, Idaho; 21-year-old DeMarcus Washington of Boise; William Seffert, 19 years old, from Bozeman, Montana.
Tim Lutzman. Angry about Battle of Boise. A 15-year-old girl killed too? WTF! Hashtag Angry America. Hashtag B.O.B.
Shoots true. Watch knee-jerk reaction to B.O.B. Protect our gun rights. www.nra.org.
Sandra Snyder, a 20-year-old nursing major at Boise State. Jeffrey Markinson, also 20, who was studying to become a teacher. Brittany Barker, only 15 years old, was a bystander in a cafe well behind the soldiers. Her parents say she dreamed of being an actress. Three of the 12 who were killed in Boise Friday. More on this when Sunday with the Press continues.
Weekend from NPR News. I'm Renee Matthews. I'm here with Craig White, author of 67 Bullets, Understanding the Kent State University Shootings. Craig, your book focuses not only on May 4th, 1970, when Ohio National Guardsmen were responsible for the deaths of four young people on the Kent State University campus, but also on the aftermath of that tragedy. There are obviously some similarities between Friday night's shootings and those at Kent State. What do you think we can expect to see unfold from these events?
Well, Renee, first, I think it's really quite inaccurate to refer to the murder of 12 innocent people as the Battle of Boise. That implies that the 12 dead and 9 wounded had some chance of fighting back. Just like at Kent State, these innocent people had no chance once the National Guardsmen began firing. This is really a massacre. And if Governor Montaigne gets his way, this could all work out a lot like it did at Kent State, when nearly every legal authority agreed the guardsmen were unjustified in killing the students, but that somehow killing the students did not interfere with their civil rights.
Thinker 85. I stand with the soldiers. Don't judge before you have the facts. Hashtag love it or leave it.
Coffee Jill. Demand justice for BOB victims. Soldiers must be punished. www.battleofboisejustice.com. Hashtag B.O.B.
OEF Vet 78. Proof Boise rioters had guns.
http://www.butchersofboise.com.
And 9 wounded. And the president is calling for calm pending his investigation? What kind of leadership is that? Americans want unity, and they want answers, and he's offering none.
Speaker Barnes, don't you think it's appropriate to grieve? Does this situation have to be reduced to party politics already?
Grief and mourning are important, Kathy, but President Rodriguez should know that he doesn't get a break. He has a job to do. He's not doing it. Were I president, I'd have more to tell the American people about this tragedy.
Mr. Speaker, is this an announcement of your presidential candidacy?
Whoa there. I'm flattered, but we just had an election. It's too early for that kind of talk. I'm merely pointing out the president's obvious indecisiveness and ineffectiveness.